euphoric backers of Ollanta Humala threw an informal party in Peru's capital as partial election results placed their candidate on top with nearly 30% of the vote. Coming in a close second were center-right attorney Lourdes Flores and former president Alan Garcia, with only a fraction of a percentage point separating the two. If anything, Humala's modest lead is expected to grow as more results are reported, given that his strongest support lies in remote rural regions that are often slow to provide polling numbers. An ex-military officer who has pledged to exert greater control over transnational corporations, Humala struck a conciliatory tone as he addressed supporters.
Quiero pedir a todos que tomemos este resultado.
He said, I want to ask everyone that we receive these results with great humility. The Peruvian people have expressed their desire for change, putting the economy at the service of the people. So close are the election results that officials are warning it could be days before it is known with absolute certainty which candidates will take part in a second round of balloting next month. Late Sunday, Alan Garcia expressed optimism that he would be one of the two finalists and urged his supporters to act with prudence. Garcia's first term in the late 1980s was marked by hyperinflation and corruption, but he has told voters he learned from his mistakes and is ready to lead once again. Lourdes Flores, who wants to promote economic expansion by focusing on small businesses, acknowledged the uncertainty surrounding election results.
Hasta el momento, el hecho cierto es que el Perú,
she said, for now what we know for sure is that Peru will have to hold a second round to elect its next president. Official projections leave us very optimistic, but we will await the final results with calm and great joy. Flores aims to become Peru's first female president, and her candidacy appears to have captured the imagination of a significant number of women in this socially conservative, often male-dominated nation. One young female supporter could not contain her disappointment that Flores is not projected to finish first. She says, why? Why is this happening if the women are supporting her? Why are people so ignorant, so stupid that they do not see reality, that Lourdes is the only option, the only solution? The three top vote-getters have all promised to tackle Peru's high poverty rates, but have very different prescriptions for doing so. Lima law professor and political analyst Walter Alban. He says, what can be affirmed is that there is a call for change in the country, but this change is not well defined. Most polling stations reported calm Sunday with one notable exception. Scores of demonstrators surrounded a Lima University building where Ollanta Humala cast his ballot, hurling insults and debris. Riot police were eventually called in to escort the candidate from the locale. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Lima.